Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Along with highly classified government documents, FBI agents who searched former President Donald Trump's Florida home last month found dozens of folders marked classified, but with nothing inside and no explanation as to what might have been there. They also recovered more than 10,000 government records with no classification marked. Now that's according to a more detailed inventory of seized material made public by the U.S. Justice Department on Friday. The inventory reveals, in general, terms of contents of 33 boxes taken near Mar-a-Lago during the August 8th search. It shows the extent to which newspapers, magazines, and others were mixed. And they say that the marked evidence was considered classified at the top secret level. An apparent assassination attempt against Argentina's powerful vice president, Cristina Fernandez, has now shaken the country and threatened to further roll its tumultuous political scene. And on the Thursday night, Fernandez stepped from her car outside her apartment building and began shaking hands with a throng of tumultuous political scene. On Thursday night, Fernandez stepped in, and the man came forward with a gun, put it just inches from her face, and pulled the trigger with a distinct click, but the weapon apparently jammed. Authorities shed no light on the possible motive. Tens of thousands of people packed the streets surrounding the government house in downtown Buenos Aires, and on Friday afternoon to show their support for the vice president and denounce the attempt. This is VOA News.
I don't understand what the vehicle is marked for me, please.
Fishing between... Fishing between the Ukrainian forces is raging near Europe, the biggest nuclear power plant in a Russian-held area of eastern Ukraine. Friday's clashes came as inspectors from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency expressed concerns over the power plant and the physical integrity, but did not blame either warring side. The International Atomic Energy Agency said his experts produce a report early next week after his team's visit to the plant and will brief the UN Security Council on Tuesday. Europe's energy crisis loomed larger Friday after Russian energy giant Gazprom said it could not resume the supply of natural gas through a major pipeline to Germany for now. The company cited what it said was a need for urgent maintenance work to repair key components, and an announcement made just hours before it had been due to restart deliveries.
Why are we doing this?